Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back. Final hour of power right here on a Wednesday afternoon. Leading you up till 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman at that point. We'll take you home tomorrow. Sam Bruckhaus of Sumersports.com joins us right at this time. Great NFL draft analyst. He's been on with us many times. And as well on Friday from WrestleMania in Las Vegas, my guy, Burke, Virginia native, and good all-around dude, and somebody who's become a good friend of mine over the last couple of years, Byron Saxton, will join us. Again, as we mentioned, don't forget, you can help out my friends and Sam Cosmi, Blair Cosmi, myself, and all the great people at Best Buddies. Next Saturday is our Friendship Walk on the National Mall. You can join us. Register at bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org. As well, go to the Team 980 page on Best Buddies, and you will be able to donate to the cause, right? Whatever it is, $5, $10, $50, $100, $500, $5,000, whatever it is. Come on, some of you cheapskates. Let's go. Come on. Come on, help out a great cause, people with IDD. Again, you can meet, walk, greet Sam Cosmi, take pictures. He'll be there, sign autographs, all that good stuff. Sam and Blair, so generous with their time and doing such a great thing for us at Best Buddies. So make sure you check us out. All right, there you have that. Now, back to this list, and then we'll get to the calls, the 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So I can't really argue again with the Eagles at 5, the Ravens at 4, the Bengals at 3, even though if we're doing side-by-side 1 through 3, you might be able to make, you know, an argument based on depth of the Commanders' quarterback room, right? Which I truly believe is pretty darn strong. Again, Josh Johnson, like, whatever you think of him, he's bounced around to 14 different teams, and now 2 tenures with the Commanders/Redskins for a reason. One, he's not good enough. Two, he's not bad enough. Okay? And maybe he's closer to bad than good, but I'd rather him as my third-string quarterback than some 9-to-5 ham and egg jabroni that nobody's ever heard of. Because the notion that if you get to the third-string quarterback, your season is over could not be any further from the truth, and I hear it constantly. Incorrect. Ask Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns 2 years ago. Ask the Commanders in 2020. Ask the 49ers 2 years ago when they settled on Brock Purdy. Or 3 years ago now? Whatever it is. 2022? Whatever. You get the point. It's absurd when people think if you get to quarterback number 3, You have no chance. Though these are the same people that are so short-sighted on, well, the only thing that matters is if you have a generational superstar in the NBA. No, 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 no. Incorrect. The only thing that matters is if you have a really good team. Not a generational superstar, a really good team. Does a generational superstar help make you a really good team? Yes. What good does a generational superstar do on his own? Nothing. Thank you. It's about building a great team. It's about building depth. It's about having options for injuries and bad performance or whatever the case might be. And if something happens to Jaden Daniels, you got to feel fairly decent, good, about Marcus Mariota, right? He's not Jaden Daniels, but fairly decent based on what we saw last year, based on what we know, based on what they think, and just based on common sense. But if something were to happen to Marcus Mariota, you could either have Easton Stick as your quarterback, or you could have Josh Johnson as your quarterback. I'd rather have Josh Johnson. You smell what I'm cooking? You could have Trey Lance as your quarterback. You could have, oh, wait a second, Sam Howell as your third-string quarterback in Seattle. You could have that. Or I'll take Josh Johnson, right? I mean, I don't think I'm saying anything irrational. Am I? I don't think so. So, again, 1 through 3, pretty darn good, right? And just real quickly, before I give you the final two, I mentioned Dallas. We know Cooper Rush left. They have Dak Prescott, who's always injured. Always might be a stretch, but who's injured? They traded for Joe Milton from New England, and they have Will Greer. Not a great quarterback situation right there. I mean, potential talent, what have you. Not a great quarterback situation right there. We mentioned the Eagles and their situation. Again, 1 through 3, I would argue the Commanders have better quarterback depth. But I can't you get the point. Baltimore, mention them. They're ahead of Washington. Lamar Jackson, as we know, even though he's fallen short in the playoffs. Cooper Rush, who we talked about, who has had some success against the Commanders. And Devin Leary, whoever that is. Again, 1 through 3 depth-wise, I'd rather take the Commanders. But I can't say I'd rather take Jaden Daniels over Lamar Jackson, if I'm being honest, right now. But that may not be for long. That may not be for long. And I mentioned Cincinnati with Joe Burrow. I think everybody would tip the cap to Joe Burrow, even though he's missed a lot of time in his NFL career. Who would you rather have, Marcus Mariota and Josh Johnson, or Jake Browning and Logan Woodside? Again, the Commanders have tremendous depth, tremendous proven depth if something happens to Jaden Daniels, tremendous proven depth. I would be willing to guarantee you, if you were being honest and if NFL executives were honest, there may not be a clearly better top three, 1 through 3, than the Washington Commanders. And number one is pretty damn good. Okay? That's the hope, that number one stays healthy. But if something, God forbid, were to happen, you're not screwed. All right, the top two teams are the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. We all understand that situation. And again, they added Gardner Minshew and I forget who their third quarterback is. I'll have to look that up. But again, even though they were not the same electric offense this year, lots of reasons for that. Even though they got clowned in the Super Bowl, lots of reasons for that. You still have to give them, based on history, based on experience, the nod there. And the number one team is the Buffalo Bills. And again, Josh Allen won his first NFL MVP. They have Mitch Trubisky at number two. Again, I can't put Jaden Daniels over that. So, I can't say that I have much of a problem with the top five, but I would put the Commanders quarterback room over just about anybody, if not everybody, and I would, one through three, and I would put Jaden Daniels and the Commanders quarterback situation right now ahead of the Chargers and ahead of the Rams, but not Philadelphia, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and Buffalo. Jaden's got to earn it first. Is that fair? You react. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones and talk to you and get you aboard here as soon as I refresh my document. I don't know what's going on there. Let's say hello to Cam in D.C. on line one. Cam, sorry about forgetting about you there a little bit, but I just wanted to go through the rest of that list. But I appreciate you. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Doing good, Cam. What's going on?
Doing well. So I pulled up the list just so I can see it as well. So mm-hmm. I agree with you just because of Jaden's youth. Can't really debate the top five. But I actually do kind of agree with the two LA teams being 6 and 7, right? Mm. Like, let's look at the Chargers. Taylor okay. Heineke and who is it? Trey Lance. Trey Lance yep. didn't get a chance in San Francisco. His one shot he got in for the Cowboys last year, he looked pretty darn good against us, right? And so we're talking Trey Lance, young, potentially high ceiling for a third string. Josh Johnson, older, high ceiling, proven. And so I guess it's a debate of whether you look at ceiling or proven. And then obviously Mariota did good, but again, just kind of going off age, I probably would take Trey Heineke over, and maybe because I'm a Washington homer and I can't help it, but I probably would take Heineke over Mariota just because of age.
You know who you're making very happy right now is my good friend Dr. Sabah, who's the biggest, the
yeah,
president.
I was just going to say that. I'm a long-time listener. I was just going to say, I know I'm making her happy.
No, it's fine. I mean, so interesting that you bring up Trey Lance and like the ceiling and whatnot. So here's my question to you, right? Dallas, which, as I mentioned, has Dak Prescott, who misses a lot of time and missed a lot of last year. They let go of Cooper Rush, okay, partially because salary cap, partly because whatever, new head coach, largely a new staff. But they let go of Cooper Rush, and they had no interest in bringing back Trey Lance, who they traded a fourth-round pick for a year and a half ago. So I got to be missing something on Trey Lance. I know he played well in some spots against the Commanders in the final regular season game, but you know where he didn't play well? In the red zone, where it matters the most. You know,
for sure.
Think they were like 1 of 6 in the red zone in that game, and that really caught them. There's no doubt that he's got some potential. You don't get drafted number 3 overall for not having any potential by as smart of a front office as San Francisco was with Kyle, Adam Peters, and John Lynch. There's no doubt you're onto something. The question is what is that something?
Yeah, no, you're right, and it could be like a work ethic thing. I think we had this conversation a lot with who's our fourth string running back that never was activated, but everyone's saying
Chris Rodriguez. Last year,
right? Everyone's saying it's kind of similar. Everyone's saying look at his potential, but he never really got onto the active roster. So it could be something, you know, we not seeing him at practice, but you know, also take it with a grain of salt, Jerry, as a GM. Like, I don't think I would have gotten rid of Cooper Rush. He's probably a top 3, top 5 backup. Mm-hmm. At least in terms of wins, you know, we debate whether QB wins is a real stat, but he's proven. But yeah,
what do you think of the Rams situation with Stafford, Garoppolo, and I'm going to give you their third string quarterback here in a sec because I took it off my screen and I forgot his name because he's so nondescript. Let me give it to you. It is Stephen Bennett.
Okay. Yeah, I probably would put
Stetson Bennett, not Stephen Rams. Sorry.
But I don't know. I do kind of disagree with the Jimmy Garoppolo take. Like, yeah, for sure, he's always injured, but that's when he's a starter. But he's 100% a proven caliber QB2.
That's fair.
You know, Mariota's probably more mobile than Jimmy G at this point, and so maybe that's a wash. And then, yeah, I probably would take Josh Johnson over Stephen Bennett. But again, it's how do you value age in these rankings? Like the unproven college stud or the proven, you know, top 5, top 8 backup in Josh and Marcus.
That's fair. My guy, I appreciate you. Good call. I love the debate. And, you know, I will be honest with you. Maybe I'm seeing this through a little bit of home color, rose-colored glasses. Maybe I'm hoping something. I'm the same guy that in 2021, when it was Ryan Fitzpatrick, Taylor Heinicke, and who was it? Who was the third quarterback? I forget who the third quarterback was. I was like, oh, they have the most depth in the NFL. I'll tell you what, they're not the best three, but they're the deepest three. I was doing the same thing. So, maybe I'm going to be wrong again. So maybe you shouldn't take anything that I'm saying with anything but a grain of salt.
Before I go, I'm taking our backups over Cincinnati's backups, just not taking our QB1 over theirs, but
yes.
I'm 100% taking our backups over the Cincinnati
backups. Oh, that's fair. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, 1 through 3. That's fair. I'm going to get you that third quarterback back in 2021 just because now it's going to drive me crazy. But I appreciate you, Cam. Thank you. Good call.
All right, great.
I appreciate that. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I got to look that up. Oh, man. I remember with Pete, making this argument and this point a number of times, so I'm trying to look it up here on the fly, but I'm having a little bit of issue pulling it up. So I might have to get it for you during the break. I will try and do so. Speaking of the late great Pete Medhurst, I just saw that the Navy football team is visiting the White House today after winning the Commander-in-Chief Trophy, at Northwest Stadium in early December, a game that I was lucky enough to be at for the fourth year in a row, and boy, did they destroy him, and winning one for Pete and Brian Newberry. I saw him behind the desk of the Oval Office and all that good stuff, and I saw a bunch of the pictures and the trophy and all that stuff. So that is still a cool experience, no matter what your politics are. To get to the White House, I have only been to the White House one time. I almost got thrown out of there. Not out of the White House, but out of the Oval Office driveway. Yeah, maybe I'll tell that story. We will see. But again, that was the deal with that. I'll get that third quarterback for you back in 2021, in addition to Taylor Heinicke and Ryan Fitzpatrick. Coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, we'll get to some NFL draft thoughts that we haven't touched on from some of the research that I've been doing on edge pass rushers, because that is, I think, still the spot that most of us expect to be the first area, the first priority. So that's where I am putting my first real kind of nitty-gritty tape breakdown, if you will, an emphasis on. And I still got a long way to go, but we will do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we approach halfway through our final hour of power here on a Wednesday afternoon. Good to have you with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Watching a little Blue Jays and Atlanta Braves baseball here on a Wednesday afternoon in Tonto. Toronto up 3-0 looking for Mo against the Atlanta Braves. I like to see the Atlanta Braves struggle. Not a big fan of theirs. They have been a thorn in the side of way too many teams that I've cared about for way too long. Vladdy Daddy is up now. He of the big contract extension. You know, it's interesting. Toronto has, I know a lot of people around here don't pay that much attention to Toronto, but, I mean, they have been willing to spend money, and they have spent money. They have spent money. And, you know, they are always in contention for part of the year, maybe two-thirds of the year, maybe three-quarters of the year, and then they just kind of faded into the distance. But they are, you know, it can't be easy. Even though you make plenty of money, it can't be easy if you're an American citizen, right? And if you are not culturally advanced and you don't want to live in a different country. And a lot of people don't want to do that. Some people do. Some people don't. Even though you get paid in U.S. dollars and all that stuff. And remember, they had all sorts of weird things going on after COVID, and they couldn't play, and far greater than the rest of Major League Baseball. I'm sure that hurt. But yet this offseason, they went out and signed Anthony Santander. They just re-upped Vladdy Guerrero Jr. They signed Max Scherzer to a $15 million deal. I think they brought in a new closer. Interesting. All right. Want to get to this. So the Commanders, as we've mentioned, most likely will take a edge pass rusher first. But we can't say for sure that they will, because that also happens to be the strength of the draft, right? And so usually when a position is considered the strength position in the draft, if you have a situation like the Commanders find themselves in at 29, and we all know with a lack of draft picks, and as we talked about yesterday, as we talked about many times, it makes total sense. And I think everybody that I've heard from seems to be in agreement that the Commanders should try very hard to trade down. Now, if they can't make a move from 29 through to whatever because they don't like the return, they don't like the spot, whatever, that's also understandable. But then I would almost assuredly think that they would trade the 61 overall pick because you got to get more volume, not just players and body count, but as we explain every time, and people might get sick of me saying this, but I'm smarter than the average bear. I'm telling you, it's not just about player count. It's about the ability to then move around the board elsewhere in other rounds, right? Think about that. You see a player that you like that's dropped that you have graded a round higher or 15 picks higher. You're coming up. That team's looking for... You move up. But you can't do that if you don't have the picks, if you don't have the ammunition. So it's not just about player count and body count. It's about more. So, again, while I think we all agree that the Commanders should try and trade back, we don't know if they will. And I think we would all agree, right, that a pass-rushing defensive end is probably the most important need. And, yes, we all understand best player available. And, yes, teams shouldn't always draft for need. But sometimes you have to combine best player available, need, and what makes sense. And that's what I think this front office will do, and specifically Adam Peters. So I've been focusing really hard on the pass-rushing defensive ends. Last night I took a look at Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College because I see Boston College play bits and pieces, but I'm not sitting there, you know, with a notebook in hand and breaking down Donovan Ezeraku's pass rush. But and I'm also not your typical person when it comes to draft breakdown. I'm not going to talk about hand leverage. I'm going to leave that for Logan. Okay. I'm not going to talk about, just the technical super nerdy stuff. It's not my strength. Okay. I'm going to tell you what I see. I'm going to tell you, hey man, when I watched Donovan Ezeraku, I saw a dog. That's what I'm going to tell you. Number 6, Boston College. I saw him hustling backside, sideline to sideline, chasing down screens. I saw him stopping the run on the perimeter. And I saw him just sliding through double teams, ripping through double teams. And I can't tell you, there was three times, I think it was, where he had a sack and a forced fumble, which is something that this organization hasn't really had since the early days of Ryan Kerrigan. Now, Ryan Kerrigan obviously had a bunch of sacks. I'm not saying that he didn't have a great career from start to finish. Remember, he's part of this coaching staff. But early in Ryan Kerrigan's career, he was pretty good at forcing fumbles, right? And remember the couple of interceptions that he had? He was an all-around 3-4 outside linebacker. I think Donovan Ezeraku, from what I've seen so far, and this was against a number of opponents, Duke, UConn, all right, UConn stinks, Rutgers, they were all right, Syracuse, against, I think that was it. I saw him, again, break up double teams, slice right through them. I saw him on the left side, the right side. I saw him chase down runs, hustling. I saw him backside. Not giving. Remember when we saw Johnny Newton last year when he finally got on the field after all the foot injuries and whatnot? The first thing that jumped out about Johnny Newton was his backside chase, his backside pursuit. You get beat, you're not in a play directly, but what do you do after that? Can you get back in the game? Can you get back in the play? Can you make a play when maybe you shouldn't, quite honestly? That was the first thing that jumped out to me about Johnny Newton. Well, some of those skills, some of those traits jumped out to me about Donovan Ezeraku. I'm telling you, if the Commanders are at 29 and they have their choice between Ezeraku, Shamar Stewart, and if somehow, some way, James Pierce, Mike Green, if all four of those guys are not likely to be there, But if they have their choice between all four of those guys, they're going to try like hell probably to trade down still because there's so much value at the position. But if they stay at 29 and they take one of those four guys, I haven't seen a lot that I didn't like. And maybe I'm just watching the positive tape. Listen, they don't make readily every snap available on all 22. They just don't. Or at least I don't have access to that. I'm sure Daniel Jeremiah has access to it, but I don't. Okay? But I'm telling you, what I've seen so far, if they get any one of these guys, Green, James Pierce Jr., Shamar Stewart, or Donovan Azuaraku, you guys are going to be happy. You guys are going to be very happy, I think. I could be wrong. Maybe they don't develop on the NFL level, but I've seen a lot to like. I want to finish up with some thoughts on the other three out of that foursome that I just did. I want to skim how all 32 teams can crush their picks and fill their needs. That's the title of a new piece from Ben Solak on ESPN. We'll do that next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, with the NFL draft now 8 days away in Green Bay, the Giants at number three, as we talked about a lot yesterday, could be looking at Travis Hunter. And Joe Shane, the general manager for the New York Giants, said he would, quote, not be afraid to play Travis Hunter both ways. And, of course, Travis Hunter pretty much demanded that he needs to play both ways in order for him to keep playing football. We'll see which side blinks first on that particular one. But Travis Hunter could be in Big Blue next Thursday night. From college basketball, Colin Knuppel of the Duke Blue Devils, freshman star, the other one that didn't get much attention until the Final Four, is announcing that he will indeed enter the 2025 NBA draft. He is the number eight prospect in ESPN's rankings and Duke's second leading scorer. 14.5 points, 4 rebounds, 2.7 assists. Certainly something to keep in mind, depending on where the Wizards wind up in the first round. Of course, the NBA draft combine coming up May 11th through the 18th, the lottery right after that, and the draft at the end of June. Nats looking for two in a row in Pittsburgh tonight. 640-1067, the Fan Odyssey app. Charlie and Dave on the call. Mitchell Parker on the mound after last night's 3-0 win. And the Montreal Canadiens 1 point away tonight against Carolina at home, 7 o'clock. 1 point away, a point of any kind of clinching the eighth and final playoff spot and facing the Washington Capitals in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that's what's trending.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, good to have you with us. We round out the show, and we'll do it this way. Let me give you a couple of quick thoughts on the other three edge pass rushers that I've been able to look at over the last day or two and try and circle in on somebody that the Commanders might draft at 29 or wherever they wind up. And again, I think it's safe to say that not everybody as into the draft this year as we normally are, because the Commanders were actually good. Because the Commanders could be at 29, they could be at 30, they could be at 32, they could be at 34.
We're not in the top five, that's for sure.
No. And that's a good thing. It makes it harder for us, right, to pinpoint. But, you know, you try and use, again, common sense. And while it's not a guarantee that they're going to stay at 29, as a matter of fact, I would say it's unlikely that they stay at 29. And it's certainly not a guarantee that they're going to take an edge pass rusher, even though that's their number one need. I still have to use logic and common sense and say, okay, if I had to guess, one of these guys might be available and one of these guys might be pin the tail on the donkey. Okay. And I'm going to try and watch, you know, I'm going to watch more pass rushers. I'm going to watch more running backs. I'm going to watch some wide receivers. I'm going to watch a bunch of different guys and try and get one of them. Right. Okay. This is such an abstract science. But I will say this. I watched Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M, and I thought, I thought he was better than I was expecting. You hear a lot about Shamar Stewart. So I heard my pal Loudmouth Linnell last week just carving him up. Oh, he's got no production. He's got, you know, 4 sacks in 3 years. And, I'd be pissed and I'd be infuriated and all this stuff if the Commanders took Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. And I understand you want production. I understand that we measure things statistically. So when I went and watched Shamar Stewart, and granted, it was just a bunch of plays, right? And it's not what he is 100% of the time. I'm just trying to get a feel. I'm trying to get a somewhat educated feel. That's like the buzz about him being just a workout warrior because he kicked everybody's ass at the combine. The buzz about him not being a good football player or being overrated because he didn't put up numbers, that's not what I saw. I saw a guy that was relentless. I saw a guy that stopped the run and was physical against big-time opponents, Notre Dame most specifically, against Georgia. I thought he tore them up, pressure off of both sides, all of that. I thought he had a pretty high motor. This is Shamar Stewart. I thought he played the run pretty well. I thought he had a pretty good spin move. I thought he was way better than I was expecting. Now, again, I can't watch him every snap. I'm not telling you I have the full picture. But I went in after listening to Loudmouth Linnell cut him up and tell me how he was going to be beside himself if the Commanders drafted Shamar Stewart, and that's not what I walked away with. I could be wrong and he could be right. That's not what I walked away with. Real quickly on James Pierce Jr., I mentioned this yesterday. I love that he lines up in a four-point stance, like a bull rush stance, and just gets after it. Now, again, there's some character issues, work issues, whatever. Again, I'm trying to avoid some of that. But again, another guy that I saw several times in a four-point rush stance, left and right side, getting after it, stopping the run against Florida, outside pass rush moves inside, beating double teams, left and right side, again, blowing up the run. He's super fast, very athletic, beat the bleep out of the left tackle from Alabama, threw around Jalen Milroe like a rag doll, had a pick six. He forced a pick six. That's what it was. With pressure on Spencer Rattler when Rattler was still in college at South Carolina. So to me, again, James Pierce Jr., and a lot of people think he's a first-round prospect. I'm not saying anything great. But that's what I saw out of him. And if he's there at 29, and if they're semi-convinced or mostly convinced that they can get him right, then you take him. And that's a win for the Commanders. That is a win for the Commanders. All right, I want to grab one final phone call here, and we'll skip Mike Green for now. But I'll add Mike Green to the mix because he was another one. Now, he's got more serious questions about his past. That's why he left Virginia and went to Marshall. But, man, when you watch him on the football field, not just a pass rusher. He's lean and thin, but not just a pass rusher. He stopped the run with reckless abandon. And that surprised me a little bit from Mike Green. I was not expecting that based on what I saw. Let's get to Paulie before the show wraps up and before we get to Dumb Dumb of the Day. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Russell.
What's going on, Paulie? How are you?
Yeah, man. Head to the W, man.
Yes,
hey, look, real quick, appreciate you taking my call at this late hour. Let me talk about the little pass rush thing you're talking about with real quick. What's his name, Shador? See, here's the problem. Here's the problem with a player like him.
You're talking about Shamar Stewart, not Shador Sanders,
Shamar
right?
Shamar Stewart. Yeah, Shamar mm-hmm. Stewart. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
first of all, at 29, you need to be taking the best player available anyways, not reaching for a position that's of need. But the problem with it is, like, I heard everything you're saying, and a couple of games I've seen of him, too, I thought of the same thing, especially when they played Notre Dame, because I'm a Notre Dame guy, you know what I mean? But the problem is people are, like Linnell, they're trying to put his value to a draft position. Like, if the man could play, he could play. Don't tell me he didn't do this, he didn't do that, so he's not deserving of a first-round pick. Now, he might not be deserving of a top-10 pick, because you're trying to balance value with production, you know, and then you're getting skewed by a combine or workout or whatever. F that is what you see on film. Can he play or can't he play? So I think it's more of a Linnell is trying to rank his value at being a first round pick. But from all sorts of purposes, people tell you that this draft is not really a deep draft in a first round value. You know what I mean? So that I think that's where we're getting skewed at of value to where a player should be picked at. But at the end of the day, how many all pros you got that's been picked in the fourth round? I mean, Khalil Mack was like a third, fourth round pick or whatever. You know what I mean? You're not telling me people are not kicking themselves for not taking them in the first round or what it might be? Two, you're talking about the quarterback, Josh Johnson and everything. See, players like Josh Johnson, like, they help your team, especially in camp. Because when you got – you can't just – you know, Jaden Daniels and Mariota can't throw every pass. So when you got your third quarterback in there and he's a veteran guy and he knows how to complete a pass, you're able to evaluate everybody else at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, we heard this back in the day with RG3, that they really couldn't evaluate the receivers because he couldn't complete a damn pass in practice. You know what I mean? So when you got a player like Josh Johnson, he's a veteran. It's not just about if the first two guys are getting hurt, but his main value, you know, on your team is going to be about practice time. You know what I mean? So that's my position on that. Thanks for taking my call, Russell. Hail to the W. I'll holler at you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. Good call. I mean, again, about Shamar Stewart, and Paulie's right. Like, what they say about this draft is from 20 to 60, right, is essentially the same thing. And you can get value, and this is why I wouldn't just lock in on them taking an edge pass rusher with their first pick wherever that pick winds up. So that's why we have to be careful to say, okay, well, they're definitely going to get an edge pass rusher. It's the strength of the draft. A lot of times they think opposite of that. If it's the strength of the draft, that there's going to be talent lower because it's the strength of the draft. So, you know, again, we have to keep all of that in mind. And that's why they could still go running back. That's why they still could go wide receiver. That's why they still could go corner. We'll have to see. All right, thanks to Paulie. Appreciate that. Coming up, Dumb Dumb of the Day. And we're actually going to try and get out of here on time for Craig Hoffman. We'll go back to the smoking gun and Ronald McDonald? Details next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, Metal Chris throwing me for a loop. He said he had a different song. What's the other song that you normally play for Dum Dum of the Day?
Usually it's Pinhead by the Ramones. Right. So that's Cooper what it is, today. Right.
Yeah, this was a little bit different. You did say you had something coming for me, so good choice. I like it. All right, you know what time it is before we exit stage left, before we turn things over to Craig? It is time. You know what time. Yes, sir. From the smoking gun, Florida man, 40 years old, dressed as Ronald McDonald. Yes, arrested for trespass. The cop told Christopher Marlowe, 40-year-old Florida man, as he was stuffing him into a squad car, according to the story, quote, "You look like a clown." To which the alleged perpetrator, Marlowe, said, "No bleep." Didn't say bleep. He used the S word that I'm not allowed to say on the radio. "I am a clown, stupid." Imagine telling that to the cop. "I am a clown, stupid." He was wearing the Ronald McDonald costume and a red nose at the time. So police confronted and arrested Marlowe earlier this week at a Palm Bay, Florida shopping center, which he had previously and already trespassed. "Don't go anywhere, Chris," the cop announced. "You're not free to leave." So then police, as seen on video camera footage, saw Marlowe. He struggled with officers resisting arrest, was knocked to the ground, was handcuffed. One cop an orange replica gun from a pocket in Marlowe's yellow pants. And there's a picture. He's literally wearing the entire Ronald McDonald outfit. And, well, when you see a picture of his photo, police, he needs all the help he can get. I'm telling you, he had all sorts of things. He had a skull logo on the McDonald's arches. He had a backpack that turned up multiple other clown outfits and a pack of 10 red noses. He was charged with trespassing, a misdemeanor, resisting officers with violence, a felony, and was booked into Brevard County Jail, locked up in lieu of $5,500 bond, and has a scheduled arraignment tomorrow. And he is a multiple-time criminal. So, once again, Florida man, as usual, stupid is as stupid does. Yes, indeed. And that's going to do all the damage we can do for one day. Again, don't forget to check out bestbuddiesfriendshipwalk.org. Help us out, man. If you have any questions and you want to make a donation, I can help you. And you can meet Sam Cosmi. Take pictures, autographs, all that good stuff. I'll be there. Sam will be there. Blair Cosmi will be there. We'll have a good old time. And it's a great day to support. It's a great effort. Craig's up next. Thanks to Metal Chris. See you tomorrow at 1 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.